All right, men, at ease. Now, I know you've got some R&R coming up tomorrow. And you've all earned it. Well, most of you. Now, to be honest with you, R&R is probably more dangerous than being in a war. You will not have the army's protection out there. So here's some things to look out for. Warning signs. And of course, I'm talking about that devious creature, the urban Femon. The feral Femon would describe it better. But there are visual signs that this Femon is batshit crazy. First is their hair. Oh, I know it's their crowning glory. But as you should know, Femons dye their hair right from early age. In fact, they dye it until they're dead old age. There's perseverance for you. Denying people get old and die, even when they're dead, of old age themselves. But I'm not talking about dyeing their hair brunette, even the ones that dye their hair blonde. As the saying goes, blondes have more fun. No, they just get more sausage. I'm talking about the bright colours. The reds, the greens, the purples. And of course, pink is a given. If a Femon has anything like that in their hair, she is suspect crazy. The other signs are tattoos. Femons may have a tattoo, you can't even see it. You have to be careful on this one. Bringing it up in the conversation may help. But most of them have them like badges of honour, all over their bodies. Tribal. It's the tribe of batshit crazies. Too many tattoos and too many big ones mean she's gone to the dark side. Jewellery. Oh, I'm not talking about the ones around their neck or some of those gaudy earrings they wear, where if they get it caught on something, it would pull their ear right off. I mean, that's stupid enough. No, I'm talking about those rings in their noses, pins in their noses, or even their eyebrows, even their lips. Settle down, men. On their face, I'm talking about. Makeup is another giveaway. Oh, I know Femons wear makeup all their lives. It's a mask to hide behind. It's the ones that put it on real thick. This Femon is suspect. You really have no idea who's underneath that. What is she trying to hide? Your best bet is to stay away from any of these Femons. If you want some laid-back time, I can give you some numbers. You're in, you're out, it's over. Then you can get on with some serious R&R and get some drinking involved. And if you think this warning is unneeded, the last R&R people that went out, two people never came back. I'm a very firm man, but I care. And I will expect you all here at 600 Monday morning, fit and ready. And God help you, any of those ones that aren't. Dismissed!